Marvin Gaye, Ain't It Peculiar, from 1965, here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us in studio Joseph Brooks, this week's featured artist of Radio Cosmos Live, hosted by none other than WKGC's own secret agent, Mike Thompson.
Yeah.
And that airs Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Central Standard on Comcast Channel 6 or GCSCTV.com. Of course, we have Joseph Brooks with us in studio. Joseph, how are you, sir?
I'm well. I'm well rested and full of coffee.
We're glad to have you. We didn't realize you were coming out of Enterprise, but certainly.
I am so sorry. I was like, I didn't realize we could have done a phone, but like you
I'm
said,
here.
You want to be here. You want to be in studio.
This is
so
cool to me. Doing things like this is part of like my favorite part of my job is getting to do things that aren't just playing music, you know?
No, that's awesome.
And it's certainly interesting to see the inside of someone that's traveling this much to perform and living the lifestyle as a professional musician. So tell me a little bit of how you got started in doing this as your full-time gig.
So it starts many, many years ago. My my dad, he was a worship leader for 6+ years at a church in my hometown. And so I grew up around music. He was in a band, you know, years prior to doing the worship leading as well. And so I've kind of been around it my entire life. And as I was growing up, I started performing at 9 years old. We did a children's hospital fundraiser. I spent a lot of my early life there, and so it was cool to give back to them. Mm-hmm. But that was my first glimpse at playing music, performing music. I didn't start playing until I was about 13. Was in a band. I think I was like 15 to 17. I was in that band, or 14 to 17, something like that. That was a cool experience. Got to open for some cool people. Got into high school, really quit playing music. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of stress of, you know, school and health problems and dumb decisions made as a teenager. And all of that kind of factored into the idea of, and the mentality of like, I don't have this drive. I don't have passion. I don't have, you know, the time for it. Got out of high school, went to college for a year, and only passed my music classes, which I took to be a sign from the good Lord above to ditch school and play music. And here I am. I love it. I'm blessed.
And you've been talking to us off air that you've been doing this professionally about a year and a half, which puts you starting professionally right around the start of the pandemic.
Absolutely.
How has that been for you?
Well, you know, at first it was a little disheartening, but, and obviously, you know, it's been an atrocity in the world, but some good really came out of that for my life. You know, it gave me an opportunity to take some time and record, which allowed me to put out a little CD, which is something, you know, as a little kid, every musician dreams of is, well, I want to have my own CD one day. And so that actually gave me time to do that. I only went without a job for 2 months. We stopped in March, the first week of March, we got the call basically, you know, that Everywhere had canceled. And then come back into May, the first week, being that I play in Florida a ton. Florida really never closed. I mean, they did, but they were reopening, you know, soft reopens a lot before everybody else. And so May, I had a full schedule of 2020 and really got to be exposed to the world of music in terms of playing out. And, you know, when I started, I was just real shy, like, I don't know what to say on stage and don't look at me type of guy. And being able to do that, I think also not in front of the, you know, major on-season crowd, and it being a more small scale gave me an opportunity to become more comfortable in my job.
Certainly.
And, you know, obviously we're a year and a half into it now, and I'm a whole lot more comfortable now than I was, you know, a year and a half ago. Just absolutely blessed to do it.
Certainly an interesting insight into that, especially to hear that there are those folks who weren't entirely put out, because that industry did come to a screeching halt.
Huge hit. You talk about big mainstream music.
Oh, yeah.
These guys selling out $1 million shows to big stadiums wasn't happening, and still it's happening more now. Mm. It's not what it was.
Certainly, but on the small scale, the individual performer playing for an individual business, it's good to hear that kind of continued as safely as possible, of course. We've got a couple of songs from you that are your originals.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the story of your first one, Small Town.
All right, so Small Town is a very pivotal song in my music career. I got to meet a guy named Cody Jinks. For those of you who do not know who he is, check him out. Really talented guy out of Texas. But my dad had set it up. I got to meet him in Dothan, Alabama, after a show of his. My dad had made some phone calls, emails, in order to make that happen. So after the show, he hopped down off the stage. So when we get there, it was a standing room only venue. I don't stand, so they let me to the front of the line. And I got to watch the show front and center. And after the show, he hopped down and handed me a guitar pick. And I was like, oh, so cool. And but I didn't know we were about to go backstage. And so we go back, and he comes out, and we're talking. And I told him, you know, music is what I want to do. And he said, well, if you're going to do music, you can't have a plan B. He said, plan B's, if you fail, you're going to just go to that. You'll give up, you know. And so I was like, all right, took that to heart and quit school. I told him that, and I was like, well, in light of not having a plan B, can I play a song I wrote? And he said, yeah, sure. So we sat there kind of awkward for a second. I was like, can I borrow a guitar? And he said yes and ran and grabbed his guitar that he had just got done playing that night and brought it to me, and I played the song, and I was 18 at the time of this. And he said, man, I never wrote anything that good at 18. He said, keep doing what you're doing and you're going to make it in this business. And to hear that from somebody that I listen to on a daily basis, you know, I put it into some perspective. A few months ago here in Panama City Beach, we played on the same night here in Panama City Beach, except he was headlining Gulf Coast Jams and I was not. So I'd like to think, you know, deep down in his heart, he knew I was here. Yeah. Something like that, maybe, you know. So,
but certainly those connections are crucial.
Absolutely.
For not only, you know, networking and having connections, but, the, you know, inspiration and motivation to pursue. You see someone doing what you want to do and have that reassurance.
Yeah.
Is,
well, and then when they tell you you can do it, I was like, yo, wow, thank you.
Yeah. So when you're ready, this is Joseph Brooks with Small Town on the mix.
Wish I could drive these roads, not know where I'm going, and just get lost. Every twist and turn holds a memory I wish I burned long ago. Live in a small town where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows the story of your life that made you who you are today. Live in a small town where you just want to turn the page. Want to rewrite the story of your life a different way. Live in a small town. Sunset in the distance, little summer reminiscing about years ago. Soft breeze on my face, I belong to this place where I come from. Live in a small town where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows the story of your life that made you who you are today. Live in a small town where you just want to turn the page. Want to rewrite the story of your life a different way. Live in a small town. Small town where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows the story of your life that made you who you are today. Live in a small town where you just want to turn the page. Want to rewrite the story of your life a different way. Live in a small town. live in a small town. Live in a small town.
Joseph Brooks, Small Town, here on The Mix. You can, of course, see Joseph Brooks as this week's featured artist of Radio Cosmos Live, hosted by Mike Thompson, airing Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Central on GCSETV.com or Comcast Channel 6, or, of course, always on the Radio Cosmos Live YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have another song from him, along with our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB. Right here on The Mix.